From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. It appears federal funding for the U.S. government agencies could end in less than 1 hour after the U.S. Senate was not able to get enough votes to endorse a House of Representatives plan for a way to move forward in approving the U.S. federal budget. However, the leaders of the Senate have not officially closed the vote, even at this hour, so some sort of deal or revote might be afoot. The budget negotiations among lawmakers and President Trump have been highlighted by government programs to keep insurance for children funded for a program also known as DACA that could prevent 700,000 immigrants who were brought illegally to the U.S. when they were children from being deported. President Trump and congressional Republicans have been blaming the Democrats. The Democrats have rejected that. Trump opponents say his intransigence is the reason for the government if it shuts down. The U.S. government has shut down before, including in 2013 in a partisan deadlock over health care policy and funding. The shutdown lasted 16 days and furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers. What stops and what continues during a federal shutdown varies, but federal research projects could be stalled, national parks closed, tax refunds delayed, processing of veterans' disability applications delayed, and federal nutrition programs suspended, as was the case in 2013. Also in the news, the U.S. High Court has signaled it will consider the legality of President Trump's order that restricts traveling in varying degrees from 8 countries, 6 of those countries majority Muslim. This is VOA News.